Good morning. Welcome to St. James Anglican Church. Apparently singing makes a difference to how many people are here. It is great to have this many people. It's wonderful. And yes, today is the first day that we are allowed to sing. You are required to keep your masks on and remain socially distanced while doing so, but you may sing your hearts out for the whole service. The one thing that we didn't do was put the hymn numbers on the PowerPoint. I will try and sneak the hymn numbers in for you. All the words for everything will be on the screen for you to follow along, but the hymn books are also in the pews if you wish to have the music. I know the choir has their music printed off for them, and they are sitting amongst you to help lead, along with Katie, who is our vocal soloist today, to lead as well. All things being well, and John doesn't look like he's panicking, this is the first morning we are live streaming our service. We have been working with the technology for a while, and we think it's going to hold and work and all those good things. And if not, the audio recording of the service will be available later this afternoon as well. The other thing that we're allowed to do again today is to have a time of fellowship following the service. Because it's rather cold in the parish hall due to a wonky boiler that's been down for a few days, it's our iced coffee time, but it's still coffee-less. After the service, if you wish, and it's just because of aerosol and all those things, we need to move out of this area into the parish hall. You're welcome to go in there where it will be a little warmer than it is outside. There's some chairs and things where you can sit and have a conversation. We also have announcements this week and things going on, which is kind of nice because we haven't had a whole lot of those. The Deanery Advent Study begins this week on Zoom, online. Our own Bishop Todd Townsend and well-known author Brian McLaren will be the speakers over the next four Wednesday nights. If you're on our email list, you got an email with all of the information for this week. If you aren't on our email list and you'd like to find out how to get involved, give St. Aidan's Anglican Church a call and they will send you the Zoom link so you can be part of it. We are on a campaign to allow you to make your own Advent wreath. I think we can still take a couple more signups today. We have about 40 of them or somewhere around there that people are either making or donating to Indwell. But everything you will need to make your own home Advent wreath comes in this package for $10. Laura will give you any information that you need after the service. Pickup is next Saturday. While we're doing that, always do good deeds while you're doing things. We are also going to collect for Indwell used books that are in good condition, winter coats and boots if you have them that are in good condition as well. People want to know what's happening for Christmas. Assuming that our attendance restrictions are not going to change, and I don't think they will between now and then, their services on Christmas Eve, there will be four of them. 4, 6, 8, and 10, you will have to pre-register. 90 is the most number of people we can have under current regulations, so we will be setting up a sign-up for that sometime in mid-December. Also, for so many people who have not yet come back, and if you know people who are uncomfortable coming back to church because of the COVID pandemic, let them know that we are planning an extended home visitation over the Christmas season to ensure that people get Christmas communion. The flowers this morning are to the glory of God and in loving memory of David Thamer, the gift of his family. And I am saddened to tell you that Cheryl Yackel, Hannah Scorer's mom, passed away this week. Our assistant curate, Hannah Scorer's mom, had not been well for a while. We've been praying for her, but the journey came to an end. Funeral arrangements have not yet been made, but please keep Hannah and her sister Lillian in your prayers as they grieve the loss of a great lady. Anybody who knows Cheryl, I had to ask what her name was, because for all the time I've known Hannah, I just called her mom. And she was a mom to everybody, a great lady. So please keep the family in your prayers. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The opening hymn, the words are on the screen. If you want the music, hymn number 381, Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven. I vaguely remember that sound. It has been a while. It's great to hear the choir members and all the members of the congregation in full voice. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, our Lord and King, grant that the peoples of this earth, now divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his gentle and loving rule, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Scripture.
A reading from the book of Revelation. Grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The hymn number is 520, The King of Love, My Shepherd Is.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is titled, "The Last Sunday After Pentecost, The Reign of Christ." It means that we are looking back on the full year that we have gone through, the liturgical year of the church, for a whole 365 days, and gone from the expectation of Jesus coming through the birth of Jesus, through all the other steps, through Easter and Pentecost and Ascension. And now we are beginning to look ahead to the next church year, which starts next Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent, and as we begin the expectation of Jesus' coming. This is one of my favorite Sundays to preach on because it gives me a chance to ask you to think outside the box a little bit. The two readings today lead me off in a particular direction, and we'll walk down that path together, and I hope that you will be willing to take the journey. So, the gospel reading this morning from John would seem to indicate that Pilate had some relationship with Jesus. They're having a conversation about who Jesus is. There might be some grudging respect. You can see a development of the understanding of Pilate speaking with Jesus through the four Gospels, starting with Mark, through Matthew and Luke together. And then John's Gospel would take us further down that road of a sense of respect between Pilate and Jesus. If you look at the secular history of the time, Pilate was not a very nice person. And Pilate would have had no time for Jesus. Pilate, as a typical ruler in the Roman understanding of the times, would have simply cast a glance at him and said, "He's trouble, out of here." So what's the truth? Where do we take that understanding of what it means? There is an understanding in the tradition of theology, as we work our way through this, is to see this situation between Jesus and Pilate as a conversation between two people that would be totally unequal. And what it's really leading to in this understanding is that it would be hard for the Jewish people and the Roman people to make any kind of connection. So the Christians were kind of set somewhere in the middle, or trying to position themselves somewhere in the middle, so that as the way, the struggling new way of following Jesus Christ could grow in understanding and take its own path. You can follow that or not follow that. It's simply one of those things. Revelation. I don't know about you, I spent a good chunk of my life not wanting to go anywhere near Revelation because it's hard to understand. It has those very dark moments in it. It has language and visions and things that just don't fit with us. If you were here last Sunday or listened online, you heard the song that we talked about from Johnny Cash, When the Man Comes Around, which used exactly those same apocalyptic understandings and visions and that understanding. Yet when Johnny Cash was asked what he was trying to do with that song, he said it was a praise song to Jesus. And it was about Jesus' love for him and for all of God's people, and why Johnny Cash had lived his life reaching out to those who were in difficulty, those who were in jail, those who were homeless, all those kinds of things. There is an understanding of Revelation that would want to have us see Revelation as being at the time of Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, that was the revelation, the apocalypse. Again, I'm not claiming that I'm right. What I'm doing is to try and get you outside the box of what we've always thought about and ask ourselves if there are other ways to look at these kind of things and to take that journey. Certainly for the longest part of my life in early church, I grew up thinking that there were no alternatives. This was what it was. But I've come to understand in recent years that God is still revealing God's self to us. And that is seen in the way that the world is changing. Things that we would have not taken notice of before. Things that would have been outside our comfort zone, we might not have engaged. As the world changes, we encounter things that cause us to change as well. Today is National Housing Day. You may not have known that. This is the day that we are encouraged to give thought to homelessness and how we get those who are homeless into homes. If you were to ask your parents or grandparents about homelessness, they probably wouldn't have encountered that understanding. Yet it's an issue for us today. And we take that understanding that God loves all of God's people, everyone that God has created, God meets them and loves them where they are. So how do we deal with that understanding of homelessness with our faith in Jesus Christ? Yesterday was the Trans Day of Remembrance for all those who had suffered violence and death due to transphobia. How does that come into our understanding of faith? It's, I think we would say, a cutting edge of our society, something different in all of our lifetimes. But again, there is that love that God has for all of God's people. And as we look back on a year that is now complete and look forward on a year that is to come, do we not have to ask ourselves, what do we do about this? What is our role? Where do we go to seek answers? I shared with you a few moments ago that Hannah's mom had died. 6 weeks ago, they didn't know there was any issues. And now she's gone. Far too young. A strong woman who had defeated cancer twice before. A close family. How do we understand that? How do we journey with Hannah and Lillian, who are part of our extended family, as they deal with those different things, those understandings that are new in grieving someone so special? I got a call yesterday and was asked if I would do a funeral for someone I went to high school with. And I haven't seen since high school, and as you can guess, that's a few years. If anybody had said at any time when we were in high school that I would do Neil's funeral, well, there would have been rather raucous laughter. Neil spent 30 years in the military. several tours of duty overseas. Someone I admire for what he has done for our country. And we come full circle where I have an opportunity to help his family to celebrate his life. So we move into Advent. We move forward to get ready for the joy of Christmas. We hopefully are done or coming close to being done with COVID-19, which has completely changed our understanding. I mean, when I heard that singing voice on the first hymn, we haven't had that for 2 years here. We're talking about taking home communion to people who were regular attenders until 18, 19 months ago, and because of COVID-19, have not had communion for Christmas. They've missed two Easters. If you had said in our tradition that we could go that long without receiving communion, I would have said no. In the story of Jesus and Pilate, in the story of Revelation, in the story of our daily life, in the story of how God continues to reveal God's self to us in different ways as we encounter people in many different places, some good, some not so good. We are learning. We are called to learn. We are called to grow and understand. It is a new Christian year. I have no answers for you today. I have lots of questions. I have said through most of my life in ministry, the best homily is one that takes a question and might answer it, might not, but leaves you with at least 5 more questions. I hope I've fulfilled that today. Amen. As you are able, I invite you to stand. Let us now confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I invite you to take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer.
As children of the kingdom, let us make our prayers to the eternal God who loves us. We pray for your kingdom to come in the worldwide communities of those who believe in Jesus Christ. May our lives enthrone him. Spirit of the living God, may your kingdom come. We pray for your kingdom to come in the nations of our world and in their leadership. For God's values to take root and grow, for each person to be respected as a beloved child of God. Spirit of the living God,
may your kingdom come.
We pray for your kingdom to come in our homes and families, our neighborhoods and places of work, in all thinking, all speaking, and all action. Spirit of the living God,
may your kingdom come.
We pray for your kingdom to come in all hospitals and surgeries and in every place of pain and sadness. In our parish family, we pray for Sylvia Brightwell, Chris Briglia, nephew of Bette Cunningham, Joan and Lion Barnum, Ken and Joyce Barnett, Anna Woodson. Spirit of the living God, we pray for your kingdom to come in the final stages of earthly life, in the journey through death, and in the awakening to eternal life. We pray especially for Sister Christine Smith and Cheryl Yako, Hannah's mom. Spirit of the living God, we thank you for making us and redeeming us, opening wide to us the gates of heaven. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends, in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us now confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly innocent, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We have not yet been given permission to resume our usual way of sharing the peace, so it will continue to be with a wave and a smile under the mask and a wink of the eye. And following the peace, the offertory hymn, if you need the hymn number to follow the music in the book, it's number 300, Christ is Made the Sure Foundation, hymn 300. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, by your grace, you have raised us up and enthroned us with Christ in the heavenly realms. Receive all we offer you this day and lead us in those good works for which you have created us. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared her human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. A reminder of our communion protocol, you will remain in your pew where you are now to receive communion. I will approach you with communion in one kind, the bread only. Just logistically, so I don't sneak up on anyone, I start this side, go to the back, come back, so I'm always coming head on at you. You may stand, sit, or kneel to receive communion, whatever is most comfortable for you. We do have gluten-free wafers. If you need one, just ask me. If you would rather a blessing than communion, please just cross your arms across your chest, and I'd be happy to give you a blessing. These are the gifts of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made us a royal priesthood in the kingdom of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Make known his victory through us, we pray, that all the world may see his light. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God, Almighty Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be amongst us this day and remain with us forevermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord and each other. Thanks be to God. Don't forget, at the conclusion of the postlude, we invite you to move to the parish hall if you wish to have a conversation, or we can carry on the tradition as it's warming up a little bit outside a parking lot, whatever you would like, but it all has to do with aerosol, I'm told, so we would ask that you leave the worship space following the postlude and meet up with friends and family and all those people you haven't seen for a while, either in the parish hall or outside in the parking lot.